Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the sports betting rundown for week one of this NFL season. I know it's been a while, almost 1.5 years since the last one, but I'm back, J Sports Betting One. We have a new co-host who you'll meet in a second. I'm planning on making this a weekly thing and hope you enjoy, so let's get into it. For my first pick of the day, we're going to take it down to Miami, Florida. And I got the Dolphins -3 against the Pats. I know this is counterintuitive. It's the Pats, Bill Belichick, Mac Jones, the whole crew. But even in their heyday with Brady, they've always been bad at Miami. And this includes 1-4 in their last five, three of those being with Tom Brady on the team. And I think the Dolphins are going to be good this year. Very improved. They have Tyreek Hill, which a lot of people seem to forget about. Very under the radar pickup, even though it wasn't at the time. They also added Chase Edmonds, who I like, and I'll discuss later. But I think there's a lot of good pieces. Tua cannot be worse than he was last year. And they weren't even a bad team last year. And the Patriots really didn't add anyone in the offseason. Notable. So I'll go with Miami giving 3 points in this matchup, and I really do like it. Now, the format for the podcast is going to remain the same as it was. I'm going to give a pick, maybe two, hand it off to the co-host. He's going to give a pick or two, and it's time. So our new co-host is Hudson. He's looking forward to it. I'm sure you're going to like his picks. He has more research than I do. He showed up today with a big notebook, bullet points for each pick. So I told him, let's keep it to five. He brought 15, so this is going to be his top five picks. Not all at once, but you're going to hear some good stuff, some good analysis, and here we go.
What is up, everybody? It is Hudson, the new co-host. It's an honor to be here. I'm a longtime listener, a longtime fan, and now it's full circle. I'm here on the show, and I'm going to start with a winner. Panthers PK. I have it written down, Panthers -1.5. The line moved. We got Panthers PK, -110 even, just need them to win. This is a Baker revenge game, but it's not only a Baker revenge game. The Panthers are back. Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Baker Mayfield. And you know why the Panthers are going to win this game? The Browns in the last 17 season openers, 0-16-1. Let me just say that one more time for everyone listening out there. The Browns are 0-16-1 in their last 17 season openers. I love the Panthers here to win the game. Book it. For my second pick, I'm sorry to have to do this to my boy Jay. I'm going to go with the Eagles -4 at Detroit, at the Lions. There's a lot of hype around our boy Aiden Hutchinson, but he doesn't change everything. He's just one man. That doesn't turn the Lions team into a whole better team. I want to reference week 8 last year. The Eagles defeated the Lions 44-6. I think we're going to see something like that this week. Jalen Hurts, MVP candidate in my book, really low-key. And I also like the Eagles to win the NFC East. I'm really high on the Eagles this year. I think -4 is way too little for the Detroit Lions. I like the Eagles.
It's Jay again, and we're going to take it to New York. Well, actually New Jersey for Jets versus Ravens. I have an interesting pick in this game. I like the under. Right now it's sitting at 44.5, and I like this for a lot of reasons. One, kind of an underrated move, or I guess not move, over the offseason was Baltimore trading away their wide receiver one, Hollywood Brown, and then just replacing him with no one. Their wide receiver one is now Rashad Bateman, who's a decent player. He got, I think, around 500 yards last year. But is that good enough to be a wide receiver one? They obviously do have Mark Andrews. But I think there's a lot of question marks with that team that kind of is going under the radar. And, you know, additionally, you take it over to the Jets side. Zach Wilson's out. It's Joe Flacco. Jets do have some good pieces, and they drafted some offensive help. But, you know, it's Joe Flacco. It's the Jets. And the Ravens' defense is good. So I do like the under in this game, and I think it's going to hit. For my next pick and first prop, I'm going to take it back to Miami. Chase Edmonds over 58.5 total yards. This is rushing, receiving. And I like this because he's now the RB1 where he was the RB2 in Arizona. And in Arizona, he put up some decent stats his last couple of games, 28 rushing yards, 53, 56, 53. And these games, he was getting a lot of targets, including 9, 6, 5 consistently. And as the featured back in this offense, I really do think he gets involved, especially when you consider Mike McDaniel coming over from the 49ers, potentially bringing a Kyle Shanahan 49er type of offense to Miami. And as we know, the 49ers love doing a lot of screen plays, a lot of short throws to these smaller receivers and running backs. So I do think Chase Edmonds gets involved early and clears 58.5 total yards.
I'm back. Hudson is here to give the third pick. I'm going to go with the Broncos Monday night, -6.5 against the Seahawks. Russell Wilson, of course, is the big story here, going from the Seahawks to the Broncos in the offseason. I think the Seahawks are going to be the worst team in football. That's not a crazy take. They really have no one. Their offense is Geno Smith. That's never a good start. I also think a big story here is Javonte Williams. Had him on my fantasy team last year and this year. I think that guy's a stud. He has great potential. Going to have a great career. One more pick if you like it. Seahawks under 17.5. I just think they have nothing in their offense. So I like the Broncos here. I think the Seahawks will have trouble scoring. And I tweeted out earlier, Broncos to win the Super Bowl. Those odds are looking nice. Broncos, -6.5. For my fourth pick, I'm going to go with a prop in the Raiders-Chargers game. I think this game is going to be a shootout to start, kind of like what we saw last season and the last week. Of course, that is kind of like the sucker pick taking the over, but I still think it's going to be a shootout completely with these two high-powered offenses. And a shootout means touchdowns. And touchdowns means Keenan Allen will be scoring. Keenan Allen is +130 anytime touchdown. Now, he is the number one weapon on that offense. And for him to be plus money to score, I don't really understand that. I think Justin Herbert's going to have an MVP caliber season. He's going to ball early, and Keenan Allen is his guy. Keenan Allen, anytime touchdown, +130.
It's Jay again, giving two final props to end off my part of the episode. The first one is going to be Baker Mayfield, passing yards. And this is going to be over 214.5 right now. I think this hits. If you look at his stats last year, in his last 10 games, he goes over that amount six of the times. So 60%. And this is in a Cleveland Browns offense that's heavy rushing. They would run Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, more than they would pass with Baker, to be honest. And so I think he goes into more of a pass-friendly offense. A lot of good receivers, very underrated. DJ Moore is there. Obviously, CMC is there, one of the best running backs. But in reality, he's more of a receiver. He'll catch double-digit passes a game. And even though it's little screen passes, all those yards get accredited to none other than Baker Mayfield. So I think, you know, in a revenge game with these new weapons, better offense, I think it'll eclipse that number. So Baker Mayfield over 214.5. For my last pick, we're going to take it back to the New York Jets, Baltimore Ravens game. And I'm going to go with Rashad Bateman over 3.5 catches. A big reason for this being, as I covered earlier, their wide receiver one in Baltimore, Hollywood Brown, left and they just didn't replace him. So Rashad Bateman becomes the de facto wide receiver one for the Ravens. And, you know, even so, as we look at his stats towards the end of last year with Hollywood on the team, he had 8, 2, 5, 10, and 4 targets, respectively. And this is all while Hollywood Brown is getting 7-plus in every game as their wide receiver one. So I'm going to make a bold assumption and assume as the new wide receiver one that Rashad Bateman will get probably 7-plus targets a game. And I think with these seven targets or more, he turns that into more than three catches, hopefully. So that's what I'm going to roll with. I do like this bet. This is going to be my double unit lock of the week. Lock it in. Rashad Bateman over 3.5.
For my last pick, I'm going to get a bit creative. I'm going to go with Tom Brady, longest pass under 38.5. So why? Why would I go with this pick? I don't know about you guys, but I've been seeing Tom Brady on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and he looks old. He looks like an old man who should be retired, not playing in the National Football League anymore. I don't know if you guys know, sometimes ESPN posts it, that they're like the face meshing of Tom Brady year after year, starting back when he got drafted till 2022. I think this is the biggest change in how he looks. This man has aged over the offseason. Of course, he's dealing with the off-the-field issues with his wife for now. So I think he has no confidence going into this game. 38.5 would be a big pass. I like the under here.
That's all the picks we have for you in today's episode. 5 from me, 5 from Hudson. As always, we hope they all win. Maybe some beginner's luck. First football episode in 2 years. So hopefully we get some good luck. 10-0 is always the goal here. And as always, follow my Twitter at JSportsBetting1. I post additional picks that didn't make the cut for the show. I'm sure I'll be retweeting Hudson as well on Twitter. You'll see his insights. And I'm looking forward to this week one of the NFL season. Really getting the rust off. Hopefully this episode sounded good to you guys. We'll get the kinks out in the coming weeks. And as always, let's make some money.